Good morning, church, and welcome to our service today. We really pray that God will bless you through our efforts and through our ministry, and that you would hear his voice today and that you would be comforted by his word. I want to just read something from the Psalms, from Psalm 27, where David writes, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" He continues from verse 5. He says, "For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock." I wonder how you're feeling at the moment. After a month of lockdown, how you're feeling after the president's revelation a few days ago that this is going to continue for some time. Do you feel anxious? Do you feel fearful? Are you depressed? Are you sad? I want to take a moment before we even jump in with worship and we continue with the rest of our service to just quieten your heart. If we learn anything from the psalmists, we learn that it's okay to express your thoughts and your emotions before the Lord, to lay it out before him. And he takes that and considers it incredibly precious, and will bless you and will meet you at your point of need. So let's quieten ourselves wherever you are for a moment. And just confess to the Lord, "God, I'm feeling this." And allow him to minister to you and bring his peace to you at this moment. Heavenly Father, we find ourselves in a day of trouble where we really need to trust you and you alone. And so we confess our concern, our frustration, our anxiety, our fear, our sorrow, maybe even anger and concern. We lay all these things before you. Father, we ask that you meet us at our point of need today. Close just with this from the psalmist, from Psalm 27. "I'm still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." And he speaks then to himself, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." As we worship today, you may have to do that several times. Speak back to yourself. "Take courage, my soul. Be strong. Wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. I am confident of this. We will still see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Enjoy your time with us this morning.
Good morning, everyone. We hope that you are keeping safe and well. Last week, we started our series in the book of Philippians called Lessons from Lockdown. And in Duncan's message, there were a few chirps here and there. But the most important thing we must remember from last week is that we are called to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in tough times, when the world is looking for answers, where we're all in a crisis, people long for hope. They're looking for ways to deal with their sin and their suffering. And in tough times, people are searching for answers as to why these hardships and uncertainties exist. And that is why the gospel advances even more. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ answers all these questions and more. But on that note, Duncan also spoke about the fact that even though the gospel is advancing in wonderful and innovative ways, some people are preaching the gospel with false motives today, just as they did in Paul's time when he wrote this letter to the Philippians. But regardless of that fact, you and I are called to rejoice because the gospel of Jesus Christ is advancing. And even more so, we believe, just like Paul did, that the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of the gospel far outweighs any false motives or any failures of the person delivering that message. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not dependent on my or your perfect delivery. And so we find ourselves liberated to do all that we can to spread the gospel. And that's what today is all about. How do we do that? How do we advance the gospel? And so let's read together from Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 through to 13. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in the appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word, that it's alive and active to this day, and that in moments like these, we can turn to it and find inspiration, encouragement, and a message straight from you. Speak to us today like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening verse starts with the word therefore. And this gives us an indication that Paul has made a statement earlier that he is about to unpack. And that statement is made in Philippians 1, verse 27, where he challenges the church in Philippi by stating that, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. And that same message is given to us right now. Whatever happens, whether we're in lockdown level 1 or 5, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. But how do we do that? Maybe this modern translation of the same passage we've just read will help us a little. It reads as follows. If you have gotten anything out of following Christ, if His love has made any difference in your life, if being in a community of spirit means anything to you, if you have heart, if you care, then do me a favor. Agree with each other. Love each other. Be deep-spirited friends. Don't push your way to the front. Don't sweet-talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside and help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Forget yourselves long enough to lend a helping hand. that changes our perspective a lot, doesn't it? Because this passage and the message it broadcasts to the world stands in complete opposition to what you and I have been taught from a very young age. From primary school and beyond, you and I are taught to be first, to get to the top. We are taught to put ourselves first, and everybody else must wait, and everything else must just be set aside. And this is clearly not something new. It's clearly evident in the life of Paul and in the times of Christ. Do you remember the question of the disciples, the mother, the sons of Zebedee in Matthew 20, where she comes to Jesus and she asks Jesus, grant that my one son sits on your right and the other son sits on your left when you come into your kingdom. This foundational principle is the question, the foundational principle of this question has all got to do with status, with being first, with being important. And do you remember how Jesus answered her? He said to her, you do not know what you're asking for. But nevertheless, my kingdom, the kingdom of God, does not work like this. For in the kingdom of God, the last will be first, and the first will be last. And so in this passage, Jesus tries to make something clear to us. Whoever wants to be great among you, if you want to reach the top, if you want to lead, you must serve. And then Paul elaborates on this and states that if you want to live our lives worthy of the gospel that we profess, we must serve like Christ did. Before we do that, we must do this first. Just like Jesus did, we must give up our rights. And this is probably far more difficult for us to do today because it goes against everything we've been taught. It goes against everything we've lived and worked so hard for, our status, our rights. And before we get our backs up, let's just look at how Jesus dealt with this. Our text says in verse 5, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being the very nature God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used for his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Friends, Christ had every opportunity to cling to his rights as the Son of God. He had every opportunity to cling to the rights of being God himself and using his power. No one would have questioned him. No one would have challenged him or called him out on it because he is the Son of God. He is God. And so he would just do what gods do naturally, use their power to expand their kingdom. Would be completely natural. But Jesus never did. Rather, he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. Jesus, who had all the reason to play the I am God card and therefore tell everybody what he wants them to do. Jesus had all the reason to demand that people serve him at his every beck and call. But rather, Jesus gave up all those rights and did the exact opposite what this world has been teaching us from the very beginning. Jesus chose to serve instead of being served. He chose to give up his rights as God, someone who should be served and worshipped. And he chose to serve us all the way to his last breath. And so when we struggle with this, when we struggle to give up our rights and our status that we've worked so hard for, let us remember these words of Paul, where he challenges us to think of ourselves the way Christ thought of himself. Even though he had equal status with God, he didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to his advantages or status. No. When the time came, he set aside those privileges, and he took on the status of a slave. He became human And he stayed human and obedient all the way to the cross. And if you're listening with this, to this today and you're really struggling with this, friends, you're not alone. The disciples clearly struggled with this. This church in Philippi did. And so when you and I struggle with this and wrestle with this, what I have found very helpful whenever I read texts like this and others that challenges us to do the same, what I have found helpful is I ask myself the simple question that we have used so often. In moments like these, as a follower of Christ, what would he do right now? In this crisis, in this time of lockdown, in this time of uncertainty, what would Christ do right now? And in most cases, if not all cases, Christ's answer is the same. Christ would serve by valuing others above himself. He would serve by looking out for the interests of others instead of his own. And so we need to push ourselves here a little where we serve and value others above ourselves, where we give up our rights and we place others' needs above our own. And here I want to honor someone who I think is leading us incredibly in this way, Pastor Duncan. Now, being locked up in the same property together, we're spending a lot of time together. But honestly, church, we have an incredible senior pastor who models this so well for us, where he places others above himself all the time. He puts their needs above his own like no other I have met before. And so if Pastor Duncan can do this so well, there is tons of hope for all of us. And so let's follow our leader. And the amazing news is this. As we read from our text today in verse 12, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. And so just like Paul commended the church in Philippi, you, the church in Durban North and beyond, must be commended for putting the needs of others above your own. And here I would like to just testify of the many instances where this has happened in recent weeks that have brought us to tears. And yes, I do cry. But let me just mention a few. On two different occasions, we have received COVID-19 staff relief donations, where our ATAP staff were giving cleaning materials and financial gifts to help them through this difficult time. We've also heard of people buying groceries and going to supply those in need. We've heard of people sending messages to people they hardly know and offering some help to those in need. We've seen young adults, youth, children, retired folk, and our entire working class respond to the call of God to serve those in need and place other needs above their own. We've received so many phone calls from you, the church, asking if there's anything that you could do to help us and the greater Durban North community. Even while I was preparing this message, I received a phone call from one of you asking, how can I help advance the gospel in midst of this crisis? And then this last example of serving like Christ did really gripped the strings of my heart. We're a very low income earner in our area. Out of her own pocket, went and bought groceries and gave it to one of the car guards in McCurton Avenue. Friends, this is how we live our lives worthy of the gospel. This is how we live our lives like Jesus called us to. This is how we serve like he did. This is how we advance the gospel like never before. Where people all the way in New Zealand, South Korea, Canada, the US, Europe, and all over the world, this is how they can see and feel the good news of Jesus Christ like never before. We do this when we give up our rights just like he did. We do this when we serve just like he did. And from these examples, it is clear. And there must be many more, so please send it to us because we want to rejoice with you in some of the creative ways in which God is using to advance his gospel in this community and beyond. And I'm sure it echoes throughout the heavens, and so let it echo throughout the whole earth. The gospel of Jesus Christ is going out in a grocery parcel or a text message. And we can be very creative in either way. We can send scripture verses to one another, but we can also put a Bible inside a grocery bag and hand it to those in need. And so friends, let's keep going, because our text states that it is God who works in us, and he will keep on doing this. He will keep spreading the good news about his son, Jesus Christ, in and through us if we allow him to. So let's keep surrendering our lives to him, just as you have already done. Let's keep serving. Let's keep giving our time, our talents, and our treasures to advance the gospel. Because as we heard last week, people are longing for hope. They're longing for good news. And so let us share the only hope, the only good news in these times of uncertainty, suffering, turmoil, and death. Let us follow the example of Christ. Let's set aside our rights and serve others by putting their needs above our own. Because when the world says, hoard it all up, hoard up the toilet paper, the sanitizer, hoard everything up because you don't know what's going to happen, the Christians in Durban North and beyond say, no, we will serve like Christ. We will give up our rights. We'll put others' needs before our own. Because in so doing, we are broadcasting the true gospel message to this world. And we are partnering with God to advance the gospel rapidly in these times. So let's keep doing this out of gratitude for the salvation that we have so freely received. Because surely, friends, we want all people to experience the same hope, the same love, and the same invitation to eternal life like you and I have. And so let us do that. Let us surrender our lives to God and keep going. Keep giving and keep sharing our lives to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word and that it speaks right into our current lives right now. It challenges us like it did in the times of Christ and the times of Paul. Maybe you're sitting in your living room or in your office today and you're really wrestling with this. You're really struggling to give up your rights and put others' needs above your own and value them above yourself. Oh, friends, you're not alone. In moments like this, lean more on God. And so, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would help us. Help us in this to give up our rights, to give up our status, just like your son did, and serve this world with the gospel. And use us, Lord, to spread the good news of your son, Jesus Christ, to the far corners of this world. So that we all can experience the same hope, the same love, and the same invitation to eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So church, how do you respond to the challenge this morning? Will you willingly surrender yourselves to the Lord? Will you say to him, Lord, use me for your glory. Help me to look for ways that I can honor you and advance the gospel. Make me aware of the needs of those around. me. Let's close off today with a benediction. So now may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who called us is faithful, and he will do it. Amen.